أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رسولا يتلو عليكم آيات الله مبينات ليخرج الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات من الظلمات إلى النور. From the beginning of the surah, Allah explained the various rules of divorce, iddat, maintenance, etc. And then in order to encourage us to practice upon that, at various stages Allah Ta'ala informed us that we must have the taqwa, we must develop the fear of Allah Ta'ala. That is the only thing that will make us fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala explained that those nations that disobeyed Allah Ta'ala, what severe punishment came upon them in this very world, and also what punishment awaits them in the year after. In other words, that was also exhortation, encouragement for us that in this world, that we also must observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala in all matters. Now, yeah, Allah Ta'ala, the same thing again explains in that positive way, that obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and see what are the good results that you will get from that. For that Allah Ta'ala said, we read yesterday that Allah Ta'ala has sent His special advice to us. That advice was, Rasulain yatlu alaykum ayatillah. Rasul hai, jo parkar sunata hai tumko Allah ki ayati. That rahmat which Allah Ta'ala, that remembrance which Allah had sent to us, was the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala sent with Allah's Rasul, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he recited the ayats of Allah, the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. He informed us of all the what Allah wants from us. This is also a very, very great favor of Allah, that what Allah wants from us, He sent His Rasul and He informed us. And from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah reward all the great ulama, fuqaha, muhaddithin, mufassirin, all the people who have conveyed and brought the message of deen to us. And this ayat of Allah Ta'ala are mubayyinat, khol kar sunane wali. That very, very openly and clearly Allah Ta'ala informs you. There is an ambiguity in them. They are clear, and the commands, the instructions of Allah Ta'ala are clear cut. And the object of all this is لِيُخْرِجَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. تاکہ نکالے ان لوگوں کو جو کہ یقین لائے اور کیے بھلے کام اندھیروں سے اجالے میں. So that those people who have brought iman, and to take out those people who have brought iman and do righteous deeds from darkness into noor. That is, this laws of Allah Ta'ala. And there are many people who sincerely have iman, but they don't have the knowledge of deen, so they don't know in which direction to go. So Allah Ta'ala sent these so that those people who have iman and who do righteous deeds, that Allah Ta'ala takes them out of the darkness of ignorance into the light of knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. And they do everything according to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, not just what they think is right or what is deen, but what Allah has informed, what is deen, what is right, they follow that. And consequently, وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَيَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا يُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. اور جو کوئی یقین لائے اللہ پر اور کرے کچھ بھلائی, اس کو داخل کرے باغوں میں, نیچے بہتی ہے جن کے نہریں, صدا رہے ان میں ہمیشہ. And for those people now who have got that iman and who do righteous deeds, but they beautify it with the command of Allah, they do it according to how Allah Ta'ala wants them to do it, and that is also including the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So those who will do that, Allah says He will enter them into gardens beneath which rivers will be flowing, and they will remain in there, khalidina fiha abada, forever and ever they will remain in that wonderful place of jannat. So here is another great exhortation and encouragement, that what Allah Ta'ala has informed us, follow those commandments of Allah. And particularly in the context of the iddat and of talaq matters, then do it in a very amicable way, in a very mature and responsible way. And most of those times, then our emotions overtake us and we don't do it according to how Allah wants us. And also the waiting period, the iddat period, we find it difficult to fast. There particularly, this commands of Allah Ta'ala have to be obeyed, and in all matters also, we have to try our utmost. قَدْ أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ لَهُ رِزْقًا. Albatta khub di Allah ne usko rozi. Allah Ta'ala has given them wonderful rozi, risk. That is, in Jannah, what wonderful pure things they will have. Nothing will have side effects. Yeah, there are many things which are good and healthy for us, but overdoing it, indulging it, causes illnesses and sicknesses. So in Jannah, nothing like that. It will be just wonderful rosy. And these people are given wonderful rosy in this world also, in the form of tawfiq, of doing good deeds. That is also rosy from Allah Ta'ala. And that is a great rosy that Allah gives a person tawfiq to do the right things and to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Allah ends the surah now and with the showing again the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. That is, observe the qubats of such a great being who is so powerful, who is so great. اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّبْعَ سَمَاوَاتِ وَمِنَ الْأَرْضِ مِثْلَهُنْ. Allah wo hai jisne banaye saat aasman aur zameen bhi utni hi. And it is Allah tabaraka ta'ala alone who has made the seven skies. We see the one sky, but above that there are seven skies. And together with that, Allah has made seven earths also. يَتَنَزَّلُ الْأَمْرُ بَيْنَهُنَّ. اُتَارْتَ هَيْ اُسْكَ حُكَمْ اُنْكَ أَنْدَرْ. And Allah Ta'ala sends down His commands to control all these things. Allah is fully in charge and fully in control. And the commandments of Allah Ta'ala of two types. One is that command of Allah which nobody can do against that command. Like the sun has to rise on time, it's got no choice, it has to rise on time. Rains when Allah sends, when it has to rain, it has to rain. The rains on themselves cannot stop. Those are known as takwini umur. Then there are tashri'i umur that Allah Ta'ala has given to us as mankind and jinn. That it is the command to make namaz, but Allah hasn't forced us. That is just that even if we don't want to, we still make namaz. Like the sun has got no choice whatsoever. For us, Allah has given us a choice. Allah has given His commands, and now whether we fulfill those commands or not, that depends on us. If we fulfill them, Allah is happy with us. And if we don't fulfill them, Allah Ta'ala becomes unpleased with us. These are known as the tashri'i umur, the commands which Allah Ta'ala has given us. لِتَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. تاکہ تم جانو کہ اللہ ہر چیز کر سکتا ہے. So that you know that the commandments of Allah Ta'ala what Allah Ta'ala decrees is absolute. That is going to happen. There is no choice whatsoever. Whatever Allah decrees, it is Allah's command. And Allah has got power over each and everything. Allah's qudrat and power is the greatest and overpowers everything. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. اور اللہ کے علم ہے میں سمائی ہے ہر چیز کی. And everything is in the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. What we don't know about ourselves, Allah knows. What we have done in the past, many things we have forgotten, we have said. We say, I don't remember. I got a short-term memory. But Allah knows and knows everything, whatever we have done, whatever we are going to do also, Allah knows everything. So it is only wise and correct for a person that he observes the commandments of Allah. In there lies all goodness, whether he understands it or not, but he fulfills the commandments of Allah, in there lies his goodness. And in disobedience of Allah is no harm to Allah Ta'ala. It is only causing harm to ourselves. Wa akhiru da'wana.